Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. Marcus Aurelius says at the beginning of Meditations that one of the things he's most proud of is that anytime anyone needed anything, he was in a position to be charitable, to be generous. Generosity, giving back, serving the common good, this is a core idea in Stoicism, and it is a core idea behind one of my favorite organizations in the world. I'm talking about GiveWell. GiveWell spends 20,000 hours each year researching charitable organizations and recommending only a few of the highest impact evidence-backed charities that they've found for you to donate to. Over 50,000 donors, including myself, have used GiveWell to donate more than $750 million. Rigorous evidence suggests that these donations will save tens of thousands of lives. Go to GiveWell.org to read more about their research, donate to any of the recommended charities. I like Against Malaria, for instance. That's givewell.org. Enter Daily Stoic at checkout so they know we sent you. Check it out. I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one ever reads the same book twice. Think of a book that's changed your life. How long ago was that? How long ago was it written? Now think of all the things that have changed since that reading, in the world, in you. Perhaps even our understanding of science or history or the biography of the person who wrote it has changed. All of that is why you have to go pick up that book. Indeed, many of the books that have influenced you, read them again. Books remain the same, the beloved writer Italo Calvino once said, but we certainly have changed. And this later encounter is therefore completely new. Or as that favorite poet of Marcus Aurelius, Heraclitus, said, no man ever steps in the same river twice, for it is not the same river and he is not the same man. As we change and our contexts change, what we discover and get out of a book changes too. This is why Marcus was reading Epictetus when he was in line for the throne and when he was emperor. That book that he read at 25 was with him always, and each time he picked it up, it was different. This is why Stockdale read Epictetus when he was training to become a fighter pilot and why he returned to it after he was released as a prisoner of war, even writing his own book about it, Courage Under Fire. This is why General Mattis carried Marcus Aurelius with him on every campaign. And this is why we too must return again and again to our favorite books and writers. You will benefit anew from every encounter. Look, if you've read The Daily Stoic, if you go through it every day, I've got some good news. As an ebook, it's for sale for $1.99 on Amazon right now. That's like as cheap as it will be. If there's someone you might want to give the book to, if you just wanted it in another format, this is as cheap as it'll get, and I just wanted to pass that along. I hope you can pick it up and support it. It's $1.99 on Amazon in the US, I think iBooks too, also discounted in the UK. And whatever markets they have the rights to. Or if you've reread it and you want something a tad more durable, the cloth-bound lay-flat hardcover that we published, you can get signed copies of that in the Daily Stoic store. But if you didn't know, there's also a leather edition. Now that we're 5 years into the book, I wanted to make sure it could stand the test of time. It could put up with the stresses that people put on it. And if you want to pick up one of those, you can pick that up at dailystoic.com/leather, or you can get it on Amazon as well. But I hope you pick up and reread The Daily Stoic this year. I'm going to be rereading Marcus Aurelius, as I do every year, and a bunch of the Stoics, because every time I step into there, I bring something back out. And I reread a bunch of books last year, including some of my favorite novels that I took a lot out of as well. So I hope you're reading and rereading this year, and do check out this discounted edition of The Daily Stoic. The sphere of choice. If the first step is to discern what is or isn't in our control, the second step in Stoic philosophy is to focus the energy on the things we have a choice about. The Stoics viewed the soul as a sphere that, when well-tuned, well-directed, was an invincible fortress against any trial or circumstance. Protected by our reason, this sphere of choice was like a sacred temple, and it is the only thing we truly possess in this life. We are the product of our choices, so it is essential that we choose well. This week, consider and reflect on the choices you have about your emotions, your actions, your beliefs, and your priorities. Keep this thought at the ready at daybreak and through the day and night. There is only one path to happiness, and that is in giving up all that is outside your sphere of choice, regarding nothing else as your possession, surrendering all else to God and fortune. Epictetus. Discourses 4:4. Who then is invincible? The one who cannot be upset by anything outside their reasoned choice. Epictetus Discourses 1:18. The soul is a sphere true to itself. It neither projects itself towards any external thing, nor does it collapse on itself, but instead radiates a light which it shows itself the truth of all things and truth in and of itself. Marcus Aurelius Meditations 11:12. And this is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Living, by yours truly and my co-writer and translator, Stephen Hanselman. I actually do this journal every single day. There's a question in the morning, a question in the afternoon, then there's these sort of weekly meditations. As Epictetus says, every day and night we keep thoughts like this at hand, write them, read them aloud, and talk to yourself and others about them. You can check out the Daily Stoic Journal anywhere books are sold. You can also get a signed personalized copy from me in the Daily Stoic store at store.dailystoic.com. Well, here we are. We were talking about this last week. You know, you only have so many energy points. You only have so many resources. How are you going to spend them? Are you going to spend them on what's up to you? Or are you going to spend them on what's not up to you? Are you going to emote about things and pretend that that makes a difference? Or are you going to spend your energy trying to do something about this thing that you found so upsetting, right? So I think people think that Stoicism is about resignation. It's not. It's about allocation, right? It's resigned to the things that make no difference, where you can make no difference, but it's very focused, intensely focused on the areas that you can make a difference, right? So you could despair about the larger, you know, political trends in your country because you're one person and you're, you know, at odds with the majority, but maybe you can make a difference with your family, with your community. You could run for school board or mayor or something like that, right? What can you do as the individual? That's not to say the Stoics aren't interested in collective action. I'm just saying I'm going to focus my energy where it's going to make a difference. And as the Stoics say, be indifferent to the things where I can make no difference, right? Where can you make a difference, right? You know, I think it's tempting as a writer, right? Because our job as a writer is to have opinions about things. That's a really dangerous way to go through your life, thinking that the world gives a shit about your opinion, right? And that having the opinion is the thing that matters. And that it doesn't matter, right? What matters is what you do. What are the actions, right? We ended the year with the idea from the Stoics about turning words into works. Well, what are you providing? Where are you putting your resources? And are you putting them towards where they have input, where they have efficacy, right? So a Stoic is resigned in some sense to
Look, I'm not going to get involved in that nonsense. I'm not going to waste time regretting the past either. What I'm going to try to do is move forward. What I'm going to try to do is move ahead. What I'm going to try to do is make some change where I can make some change. And yeah, I'm going to be indifferent to the things where that's not true. And that's what we're talking about here, right? That's what the sphere of choice is about. And it's an easy thing to forget. And that's why Epictetus is saying, keep it ready in the morning, think about it throughout the day, and think about it at night. He's saying there's one path to happiness. It's giving up the things that are outside your sphere of choice, focusing on what else is in your possession, surrendering everything else. So it's being zen about the things that are not up to you. But there's a kind of invincibility in that zen, right? Because if it wasn't, if I didn't make the call, if I didn't do it, if it wasn't something that was up to me, I'm not gonna get upset by it. Remember, Marx is saying, you don't have to have an opinion about this. You don't have to get upset. But you should be upset about your own choices. Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Why did I, you know, why did I make this mistake? Why did I do this thing again that I told myself I was going to stop doing? Focus on you. Focus on your choices. Make good choices. That's how you exert control over the world. Something I remind myself, you see what's going on in the world and you can despair, you can feel sad, or you can go, look, I've got two little kids in my house who I'm responsible for. The biggest multi-generational impact I can have is in raising them well. And then I go, and this is something Seneca failed. It's like Seneca spent all these years beating his head against the wall trying to change Nero. He's affected far more people, had far more impact in his writing, which he did control. So I go, okay, and look, I'm not going to, you know, yell at some person I know on social media for being silly and have the impact on one person, but I am going to sit down and write about this or talk about this on the podcast in a way that can reach a lot of people, right? Let's stay in our lanes. Let's do what we can do. Let's try to make a difference where we can. And if we all do that cumulatively, that is collective action, and that does have a big impact. So this is a short lesson today. It's a straightforward one. But it's so hard, and that's why Seneca's saying you got to remind yourself constantly throughout the day, I'm going to focus on what's in my sphere of choice. That's where I have impact. I'm going to focus on allocating my energy properly, not going to waste it on regret, not going to waste it on bitterness, on resentment, on anger, on fear, on worry, on hope. I'm going to focus on what I control. I'm going to make a difference there. So that's what a Stoic does. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible
interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.